Ready
En
in cinco,
oh.
cuatro, tres,
Tres,
dos,
dos,
uno.
uno.
Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Meow.
Where my mom's,
yeah.
Meow, 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 meow. Guess what, San Antonio, I'm coming to you December 9th, 10th, and 11th. Get your tickets, cause it's gonna sell out. And then I go to Orlando December 16th, 17th, and December 18th. And then I tape. No, wait, why is that before? Oh, that, cause I'm so R-worded. Okay, and then I do. So I have one more set of shows before I tape my big stand-up special in Judork Titties. So my last run, if you want to see this set before it gets taped and sent to Netflix, January 14th through 15th, that's only two, January 14th and 15th, Brea Improv, Brea, California. That's it. Those are my last warm-up shows. And then I tape. And then I go on into next year, and it's going to be crazy. Cap City Comedy Club a few times, which is local in Austin, Miami, Florida. Where are we going? Tampa, Florida. I'm going to Florida a lot in the cold months, which is great. Irvine Improv, Atlantic City at the Borgata, and then the Wilbur in Boston. So come see me this weekend in San Antonio if you're in the Tejas region. So much is going on in my world. So I found a cool new... Well, let's back that out. I found a cool new mom song. We'll start there. You know, so very seldom do I listen to music made in the last 4 years. But thanks to TikTok, it's a song. It's called...
Cool.
Yeah, it's so fucking embarrassing. It's We Fell in Love in October by a girl in red. And I feel so cool. And then I was like, hey, Tom, have you heard this song before? And then I played it for him. And I was like, I'm just kind of, you know what I mean? I'm like, I know stuff. And he's like, this is really cool. And I was like, yeah, I know all the good stuff. And then I've watched the video for it. Don't watch a video for a song you like, because it's a song about two girls falling in love, right? And like I watched the video and I was like, these chicks aren't even hot, and I can't. And now I'm like, every time I listen to my cool new song, I picture these two real looking lesbians instead of the idealized lesbians in my head. It's upsetting because in my mind, when I listen to this song, it's like Charlize Theron making out with that other spy in Atomic Blonde. And I'm like, oh yeah, they're in love. I don't want to see like real people ever, ever, ever having sex. Hence my disappointment. I saw the Gucci movie with my husband yesterday, and man, I was, you know, I don't know how you feel about Adam Driver, but physically he doesn't really do it for me. And there's a sex scene where he really gives it to her. He really gives it to Gaga. And the whole time, Tom and I were looking at each other, just like, like, I don't get it, guys. Is it me, boys? Or like, I feel like he's a good comedic actor. I feel like he would be great in like the kooky guy in Brooklyn, you know, but to me, he's
like the best friend character.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the sidekick, but he's definitely not the guy you want to bang. I don't want to bang this guy.
You're so mean.
Sorry, I know. I just get...
But what about his body, though? Because that's really what...
He looks great. I like a tall, lanky... I like all kinds of body types. I'm very open to body types. I like that. Here's the deal, man. If you're going to be a movie star, which means you're better looking than everybody else, you've got a talent better than everybody else, you're on a big screen... Your face is right there. I'm not a movie star. There's a reason. I don't look like Charlize Theron. I don't look like Scarlett Johansson. I don't have the talent. Do you understand? Like, these people have things we don't have. But man, watching him F Gaga was like, oh, I want it. Look at his ear. Okay, I can't.
Wait, what?
I just said it.
You're just nitpicking now.
It enrages me that this...
This guy used to be a Marine. He served our country.
He did?
He was not.
Don't say that. Are you sure that wasn't just a movie he did?
Pretty positive.
Oh, fuck. Now I like him more. Why'd you do that, shitbag? I was trying to be...
Don't get me... No, Christina, I would never fuck this guy. I'm on board with you.
I know, but now that I know he served our country, I'm such a sucker for the military. Okay, fucking great. I don't know. Women listening to this, do you want to bang Adam Driver? And if you don't know who that is, he's the guy in Girls who is like Lena. So there you go. Lena Dunham's love interest. Absolutely.
That's a great way to
perfect pairing. Perfect pairing. It's like The Holiday. I finally watched The Holiday, that Christmas movie on Netflix. Yeah. See these two? Perfection.
Yep. This couple makes sense.
That couple makes sense. A thousand. Yes. For Lena. Yes. 100. Great. Ugh. Look at these two. Ugh. I'm going to vomit. And here's the thing. It's just because they're a television show. It's TV. It's fantasy. I'm not saying in real life people shouldn't look like this. But if this is a fantasy that I'm entering into, I don't want to look at regular fucking people fucking. I don't want to see somebody as fat as me on TV. I want to see skinny. Show me Sarah Jessica Parker. Her body is so goddamn beautiful in Sex and the City. All of those women are gorgeous. That's who I want to see. Ugh, look at it. Ugh, I'm going to fucking lose my breakfast looking at those two. I'll never forget one time I watched Girls. And I tried getting into the show. I really wanted to like it. I really did. Because I love these silly shows about young people and like that time of your life. It's just, I love it. And I really tried liking it. And then I, you know, the first season I was like, okay, I got it. There's like the Coke girl. We all have that friend who does too many drugs. And she's like very sophisticated for her age. And then there's the sheltered Jewish friend who, you know, maybe daddy took care of for too long. And then Lena's the lead. And then it just got whiny, you know? Like, I like the episodes where, like, they're doing drugs and hooking up. And then you're just like... And then it was like, meh, I can't do stuff. Meh, meh. And it's like, ugh. Oh, my God. There's not... It's so unattractive. It's I tried watching Spencer, the Lady Diana movie. And you guys know I'm an Anglophile. And again, I was... The whole movie... I love Kristen Stewart, right? I love Twilight. Team Edward all the way. And the whole movie, she's just, you know, just look up Spencer. And I've been dying to see this one, too. And all she's doing is pouting the whole film. She's gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. Look at, see the cover for it? That's the whole movie. I had to tap out. Yeah. Oh, I'm a princess. I mean, and I got to tell you, it's really hard to get sympathy for the woman that's sleeping in Queen Victoria's room. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, you're too rich. Your husband doesn't love you, but you're stinking rich. And you got lost in your Porsche today. Like, okay. So, yeah, I'm in a mood, you guys. I'm bummed out. I'm 0 for 2, as they say in the sports world. Is that right? 0 for 2?
Nailed it.
0-2, baby.
0 for 2. Yeah, I wanted to love Gucci. I wanted to love Spencer because I'm on board with that shit. And, you know, I don't know. What is it? Has the world become too weepy? Do we not have any... where are the heroes? Where I want to see...
In the Redlands skate park, yeah. Pussy.
Yeah! Resilience, fuck faces. What... I want to see stories of triumph, you fucking crybaby pussies. And speaking of crybaby pussies, another one of my videos on TikTok got suspended. What? Another one of my videos got taken down. So I've been violating community guidelines left and right, apparently. And I'm just being myself. I'm just reporting the news, folks. I'm not attacking. I don't feel people, but so. You know, I've got all these friends on TikTok who are my my allies. You know, I'm friends with these maniacs that I feature a lot on my stories. I love these people. I do. And so one of my homies on TikTok, I was like, he saw that I posted that I got taken down. And he's like, they always get the good ones, man. They always get the good ones. I'll just tell you who it is because I love it. Mikey Hanger. Shout out, Mikey. He always does those cool, like, sexy 80s goth posts. I just love Mikey Hanger. He restored a gothic church that he fucking lives in. It's so great. The guy
what?
Is, yeah, dude, he bought a sick. Goth church. He bought a church in Pennsylvania where he lives, and he himself restored it and made it goth. It's the coolest thing. So he actually is part of the inspiration for my goth mom room that I am now currently wallpapering. I have to bring a picture in to show you guys. So Mikey was like, they always get the good ones, man. And I was like, what is this? And he goes, well, you can contest it. And I go, yeah, I'll try. And I asked him, I was like, why are they taking my stuff down? Is it because the users are reporting me, or is it the service itself is searching? And he goes, well, if it's taken down immediately, that's TikTok. If it's up for a minute and gets taken down, it means people are reporting you. And I want to say right now to any of you fucking crybaby pussies that are fucking offended by comedy, you can suck my dick and you can meet me in Austin, bitch, any day. Any day. I will fucking fight you. I will. Man, you want to see what a bully is, bitch? You don't even know, you crybaby who fucking reported me. You don't even know. Meet me in the streets. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. These fucking anonymous complainers, they never met nobody in the streets. That's why they do it, right? Because if you met somebody in the streets, which is what fucking happens when you rat, you wouldn't do this.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Am I wrong? Hello?
Nah, this is right. Stitches.
This is a generation of kids who don't know fucking cause and effect and what retaliation is. And like, you cannot from your fucking bedroom, you cannot with dignity rat another creator out in the shelter of your fucking mom's living room, bitch. Like, no, bro. Catch me outside. I'll meet you.
Yeah, let it build, Gene. Let it build.
Yeah, this is your young energy coming out.
Woo!
Yo,
I'm fired up.
You were fired up as a kid.
Well, let me tell you why. Because it's like, here's why I like TikTok. To me, it feels like the one platform that is pure. Okay? Instagram is about lying. It's about pretending that your life is way better than it is. And it's about flexing and flashing. And it's the Kardashians. It's like, and I like it. I love it for that too, right? It's about your ideal self. For me, the talk is the purest form. It's fucking pure. It's like walking down a street in New York City and you're like, holy shit, that guy's shitting on the pavement, and then like two steps later you're like, that guy's talking to himself, and then there's that girl on the phone and she's screaming. It's like that level of craziness all the time, and I love it. It's like being on public transportation in New York City, TikTok, you know. And it's the underdogs, it's the outliers, it's the real weirdo. It's like the last place you can actually have a real experience outside of reality, which is so I get mad when they're messing with it, when they're messing with me in particular. When I'm not bullying people, I'm just commenting. I'm just trying to be funny. Scary times. Scary fucking times. By the way, I'd like to Dave Chappelle is so brilliant. I mean, so he I don't know why I'm thinking, I just love what he did. He's under, you know, threat of being canceled. And so far, praise Netflix, praise Ted Sarandos. I love you for not caving to this nonsense. So Chappelle got invited to have, I believe, an auditorium named after him from his high school. Will you look up this article? Dave Chappelle High School naming. He went to the very Duke Ellington School, I want to say. In D.C. he's from, right? So, you know, yeah, this is so amazing. So he went to his old high school to speak to pupils days after people wanting to cancel him. Yeah, DC's Duke Ellington School of the Arts. That's where he went, right? Okay. He handed out 600 Thanksgiving meals and tickets to a screening of his new film, Untitled, a documentary about putting on a live comedy show while grappling with life. Blah, 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 blah. So there are people, I guess, protesting. A 16-year-old called Chappelle a, quote, bigot and said, I'm 16 and I think you're childish. You handled it like a child. Go down. Hilarious. Says this kid to the genius. Okay. According to two students who related the conversation to Politico the following day, Chappelle responded, my friend, with all due respect, I don't believe you could make one of the decisions I have to make on a given day. Some parents, meanwhile, were unhappy that Chappelle had used the N-word during his Q&A. When a student told him, "Your comedy kills," Chappelle responded using the N-word, saying, basically, N-words are killed every day. The comedian spokesperson, Carla Sims, told Politico they are complaining that he talked and said the N-word. If anything, Dave is putting the school on the map. In response to another question, which Politico did not report verbatim, but claimed was antagonistic, Chappelle told the performing arts students, "I'm better than every instrumentalist artist, no matter what art you do in this school. Right now, I'm better than all of you." He's not wrong. I'm sure that will change. I'm sure you'll be household names soon. I mean, is this guy not the fucking best? Yeah. Why is this man not Dave Chappelle for president? Can we have a statue of Dave Chappelle in every city? Politico also reported that the two students that it had spoken to said that Chappelle responded to the students' questions with jokes or laughter. When one pupil left the Q&A early, Chappelle said, "Of course she left early." Sims apparently told the website that the student who left the room, quote, couldn't even entertain the idea of a conversation. Okay, whatever. But the point being, this is not even the part that I was intended on bringing in, but something to the effect of, to those, because people wanted to cancel his appearance. And he goes, "Yeah, if you want to cancel me, you have to donate as much money or more than the people donating to the school currently to build some building or something like that." So he's just always brilliant and stunning and a brave comedian. And I'm so, oh, well, let me see. Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah, he's fantastic. And these bitches need to shut up, right? Look at him. Duke Ellington School is a glorious institution. Oh, this is it. "Talk is cheap unless I do it," is what he says. Fucking A. "One day I want to be Dave Chappelle. The Duke Ellington School is a glorious institution. Within those walls, I found a context to explore my creativity seriously. Duke Ellington, in large part, prepared me to undertake this noble and difficult profession. It was a fine institution before any of its current occupants got there. God willing, it will be a fine institution long after their tenure is done. My only intent is to ensure Duke Ellington the opportunity to train its artists unfettered." By the way, what a vocabulary on this guy. You don't even hear people speaking using these words anymore because we're so dumbed down. So God bless Dave Chappelle. God Dave Chappelle's at the helm, you know?
It's funny that, you know, you say it as a joke, but I feel like genuinely he could run for president.
I would vote for Dave Chappelle in a minute.
I feel like he could win.
100%. Genuinely. I think he'd be the best, dude.
I bet he would run. I bet he'll do it.
I don't know. I wonder if he'd want the stress of it, but he's got the energy. He's got so much energy from what I hear about him.
He's got the fight, right?
He's got the fight and he's got the brain. Boy, this guy's got quite a mind on him. Very rare human being, very special human being. So God bless Dave Chappelle. So what did you say about TikTok, Annie? Did you have an issue with the talk as well? You were mentioning earlier.
No, I was just saying that my stuff also got taken down, but I'm on Instagram though. So
okay.
Yeah, Instagram be fighting against me too. It's
shut the front door.
Everyone's censoring these days.
Instagram's taking it down also?
Yeah, Instagram took down my story. I do these things where I tell people they have a safe space to tell me their secrets.
I love it.
Which they take so seriously. It's insane the stuff that people are telling me.
What are you getting? Tell us some, give me some juice, bro.
I mean, it goes from, okay, I got...
Wait, so hold on. So they email you them and then you read them?
No. So it's a story. On Instagram, you can post like a story with a question sticker and then they can respond with their answer and their answer gets shown to me. But if I share that answer with my followers, no one knows who gave me that answer. You know what I mean?
So they're written. They write out the response.
Yes,
it's written. Okay, correct. So this is awesome. I love it. What are you hearing? Tell us the juice, bro.
It's the best. I'm hearing like my parents are cousins. I got right.
That's like some Jay shit right there.
Well, that's historically, you know, the English too.
Right,
cousins marry cousins, and even the monarchy.
Right.
Cousin fucking, apparently you can do it. Genetically, it's okay from what I hear.
I think you could do it for like up to 6 times before it starts becoming a real problem.
Now, sister fucking and parent fucking is, you're going to get an R word. But if you do it with cousins, I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
Can we Google that? Can you fuck your cousins?
Just play it safe, I think.
I'm curious. Cousins. Hold on. Not can you, but can you not have a...
Can you have children? Is that what we want?
Yeah. Especially, like, what if your cousin's super hot?
I don't think that changes the...
Oh, yeah. First cousins yeah. can have children together without a great risk of birth defects. See, I've been saying this for a long time. And sure Tom's have. Always like, no. So there's no biological reason to discourage cousins from marrying. Good news, everybody listening.
Well, so I guess that wasn't that big of news then.
So go ahead.
For whoever shared that. But yeah, I got people saying there's wives. There's plenty of too much infidelity where it's like a wife is talking about, I just fucked my husband's best friend this weekend and I'm going to have sex with his brother next week. People are going in with what they have to say to me. And it's kind of wild that they trust me just because I put out that. I mean, I won't expose anyone
yeah.
and say who is doing any of these things, but it's still kind of crazy I'm getting all this. But anyway, some of it got the attention of Instagram, I guess. Like, for instance, one person said that they faked a vaccine card. And I have a feeling that's
what
triggered.
It is.
Yeah, because you know, that automatically gave my post the sticker of, like, visit COVID-19 something. So I think it just auto-flags, and then if they see it and it encourages any type of behavior like that, they probably just pull it down. So I think it was automated for the most part, but it's still, like, you know, I can't just post. And I definitely wasn't saying, hey, guys, go fake vaccine. Like, there was nothing
like
that.
You're not advocating it. You're not. I know that's where all this stuff gets so scary. It's like you're not advocating anything. You're just reporting what you've got. So it's like, who's in charge of taking down things? And, you know, Rogan on YMH Live 7 brought up, what if we just let the internet be totally free? What would happen? And I initially was like, you can't do that. Humans are fucking so feeble-minded and dumb. And then I started thinking, like, well, what would happen? I think it would lead to total degeneration. I don't know. I keep thinking about his question. Essentially, it would be the total dissemination of information, which was the medieval period, right? When the printing press was invented, suddenly with knowledge was in the hands of not just the clergy, but average people if they learned how to read. And that brought about the Renaissance, and that was an inherently good thing.
Well, the thing about the internet is it is supposed to be free. So
yeah.
There is no one. I remember back, what was it, like the Sopa Pipa Act, like forever ago? Remember that?
Oh,
Sopa
right.
Pias, those are delicious.
No.
No, that's a New Mexican treat, yeah.
There was there's the Sopa and Pipa Act back in, I think, like pre-2010. In the aughts. Do you say that, by the way? Is that a thing that you say?
The what?
The aughts.
The aughts? No.
That's what they call, like, the 2000s, because you can't call it the thousands, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like you call it the 10s, the 20s, and
the
then the aughts.
Aughts.
I think that's lame as fuck.
Lame as fuck. Yeah, I don't want to do that. The aughts?
I just call it early 2000s.
Ought to go fuck yourself. Nobody's going to say that. That's super lame. It's gay, it's retarded, it's all of those things.
But yeah. but you know, we won that war. That was like a big thing that happened on the internet where they're like, stop SOPA, stop PIPA.
Okay.
And we won that
oh,
war.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do remember.
And it was like it was that. It was like there's gonna be a regulatory administration that controls the internet, and that didn't happen. So we are supposed to have a free internet. It's just because of that, we have, like, these local polices, like Instagram and
private corporations. Mm-hmm. Well, they have their interests.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. But forever, you know, the television networks had the FCC, and the government would regulate
exactly
what was said. And that, to me, is even scarier than private company. Cause look, TikTok, they can do whatever the fuck they want. You're using their platform. If they say they don't want blah, blah, blah on there, then, you know, it's a private corporation. Then why is there no publicly... Like, remember, like, cable access TV?
Right.
Like, where's the cable access internet?
I think Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
No, but they're censored, too.
4chan.
I have such a hard time using Reddit. I can't read shit on that. I'm always like, what? Fucking thread, and then boop, 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 boop. But
yeah,
I don't like the format.
Yeah, it's definitely for children and just
nerds.
Brain fucked people. Yeah, because it came, it spawned from 4chan. You know, I don't know if you do you know 4chan. You probably don't. Right?
Who?
4chan.
Fortune Feemster.
Four.
I love Fortune. She's one of the funniest people.
4chan was this old website where it was exactly what you're talking about, where it was just free to say anything that you want. And like you said, it got fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Dark.
That shit got crazy.
Yes.
Well, what was on there?
Still is crazy.
They were, I remember, do you remember the Justin Bieber campaign they did?
I remember a lot of campaigns.
Oh, wait, was it Bieber? No. It was Shia LaBeouf. That's what it was.
Oh, God.
So Shia LaBeouf was saying, like, this. I think this was back when Trump was running the first time. And I think he was going around, like, the country on a tour saying he will not replace us. Mm-hmm. And 4chan kept on figuring out his coordinates, because he would always put a flag wherever he was. So they'd always steal the flag, no matter where he was in the world. Right. And it drove him crazy, and there was no way he could stop it.
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Like, I think he posted from Switzerland, and within 30 minutes of him posting, someone had taken down the flag.
I love that. So that got taken down by whom?
No, that didn't get taken down by anyone. That is the community of 4chan. They're just fucking trolls, like a world of trolls.
Weaponized R words is, I think, what they call themselves.
Got you. Are they like, what's their, see, that's when it gets scary, because then what's their barometer of what's right and wrong? Like, are they, what do they stand for? Are they like anonymous or something?
Actually, that's, you literally just named who they are. It's anonymous. Yeah.
Let's not talk about those guys.
No, not QAnon. that's not
slightly different group.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, similar. But yeah,
there's overlap for sure.
Yeah, there's a little bit. But yeah, it really. You're right. There is no overarching, like, you know, list of commandments or anything that they follow. It's kind of just whoever they think is not doing the right thing. In my opinion, for the most part, They're pretty good at regulating.
Yeah.
They have like a good moral compass.
Yeah, Anonymous has done really dope shit. Like,
yeah, I agree.
I remember there was an interview where they were having like I think it was the David Pac-Man show where it happened. Do you remember that guy?
No, Pac-Man?
I think David Pac, maybe something like that. But he had like an interview where he interviewed a member from Anonymous and a member from the Westboro Baptist Church. And they were like, we're unhackable because God will not let that happen. And then Anonymous, like,
we're like, nope.
Anonymous, literally 2 minutes later, like, well, we just hacked everything that you own, and we have now dumped it. All of your emails are now available at this URL.
Oh,
like, within minutes
no.
of them saying it. It's the coolest.
See,
fucking thing.
So, okay, this is way off topic for where my mom's at, but I was listening to a podcast explaining cryptocurrency. Because I'm like, what is this? I've been hearing this word forever. And essentially, they're saying it's unhackable because the users create the parameters for it and blah, blah, blah. But the person that designed the program is anonymous and hasn't been around for a decade. So that person supposedly has no interest in the program now. But what if they did? What if this guy is waiting 20 years for cryptocurrency to maturate, or is that the word I'm looking for? You know, to mature, and then swoops in and is like, suckers, thanks. And then, like, steals it all.
No, because that's the technology behind it, is that the currency itself is creating, like, the cryptography, but it's the encryption that is it. No one can have, there is no like magic password, you know? There's no skeleton key that can just unlock all the doors.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Like, I'm going to have to listen to that podcast 20 more times.
I mean, I feel like more, and I still don't think I get like what it actually is technologically speaking. I mean, it's like something blockchain, something.
Non fungible, whatever. Yeah.
something cryptography. Yeah. It's way out of any of our heads, but it's. You know, they people can't hack banks, right? Like, banks haven't been hacked.
Right.
And bank-level encryption is not... It's
nothing.
It's not even comparable to...
Crypto. Well, people rob banks, which is funny. I've actually known a guy who robbed 10 banks and got caught on the 10th and sent to prison. And
it's
he
always
was,
the last one.
It's always the last one. Well, obviously, yeah. he was a former military guy, and he came back and was like, I'm going to start robbing banks. And he did. And he got fucking... But he got away with 10, which is like, wait, first of all, who the fuck is robbing banks? And isn't it supposed to be way hard now? I mean,
at what de- like what time for like
in L.A. he did it in the early 2000s.
Ooh.
I mean,
holy shit.
Yeah, and he got away with it. People smart. People still get away with robbing banks. Like, what?
That's
who's
what?
Stupid enough?
In the early 2000s, he robbed
10 banks.
Oh, my God.
I love how you're like, I was always on the last one, Christina.
No, yeah, I've been stewing in that one for a minute.
You thought I was going to let you get away, too, huh?
Yeah, don't worry. I was punishing myself in here. If it slips by you, don't worry, I catch it.
I know. I'm like, it's like the older I get, the more I think I know. And then the world just changes on top of me, like cryptocurrency, dude. But I'm glad Annie doesn't understand it, because that means that then I'm not that R-worded. Because Annie, you're in charge of all that stuff.
I am the crypto manager of YMH.
Do you own any cryptocurrency?
I do. My crypto has been popping off. It's
seriously?
I just threw a fucking dart at the wall, and that's not how you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. I got fucking idioms, baby. Let's fucking woo! Baby.
Woo! Woo!
But yeah, I have a thing. It's called Mana. It's Decentraland is the name of it. And it's like, do you know anything about the multiverse and what's happening with that?
Bro, what?
So the multiverse.
Wait, the
parallel
the
universes?
The Facebook rebrand?
That's a part of it, yes.
That metaverse.
Is this the same thing? Wait, did I say multiverse?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I meant metaverse.
Nerd, he's trying to rebrand it, Facebook, so that
Zuckerberg?
It's not horrible?
Did you just call Zuckerberg a nerd?
Yeah.
I love it.
He is a nerd.
It's just funny that that's how you identify. That one fucking nerd.
That one fucking nerd from that movie.
Fucking nerd.
Nerds. Back in my day, we just called them nerds. Now they're CEOs and billionaires. So, okay. So, Metaverse?
The metaverse, sorry. I can't believe I call it the multiverse.
The metaverse, okay.
The metaverse, yeah.
Meta.
It's going to be a virtual reality that is the internet, essentially. So it's like you will be able to visit the internet. Does that kind of make sense?
Visit the internet.
So instead of going to like apple.com store, you are now putting on like a VR headset and you are now...
No.
Virtually walking.
No, send me to Mars. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. I'm done being a human.
You could be on Mars virtually.
Oh my God. I'm done.
But it's getting to the point where now, you know, because I almost called it multiverse again, because the metaverse is going to be more or less like it's a digital place, but it's physical, you know, that you can see, you're going to be able to buy property on this metaverse.
I'm like, so it's a virtual reality, like, you know, you put on those glasses,
yep,
and then now you're, hey, I want to buy a house in Texas, boom, and then the realtor is like, hey, Christina, here's this house I'm showing you, and you can like...
I would imagine in the sense of not a house, because you're obviously not going to live anywhere digitally, but like imagine a storefront. So instead of having a website, now you have this digital space that people can literally walk to online. And people will come to your storefront and be like, oh, what products do you have here? Oh, okay. Oh, I kind of like that shirt. Let me buy that. And
wild.
So now you can buy that plot of digital
wild.
Land.
It's amazing.
And Mana, or the Decentraland, the thing that I have, is an example of that. And it fucking took off as soon as Facebook changed their name to Meta.
Whoa.
So yeah, I'm like 20x right now. It's fucking crazy. It's crazy.
I gotta tell you,
hell yeah,
like,
dude.
It's so rad.
Stonk talk, baby.
Stonk talk.
Stonk talk, baby.
And in my lifetime, I mean, it's been, I don't think humans have evolved as quickly as they have in the last 50 to 100 years. It's bananas. In my lifetime alone, when I was born, it was like, it's a rotary phone. The Apple IIc computer in 1980, literally, dot matrix.
Ooh, remember, did you ever have,
Atari?
No, Super Mario on the calculator. I feel like that's super old school.
I never, all Super I ever Mario. Played was my,
Snake?
Was Atari.
No. There was like the T83, and you could play Dope Wars on it. You could play Mario on it.
Kid, you're way younger than me. That's like...
Whoa. That's nutty.
My bad. All right. Sorry.
Wait, so wild. So you had to. Did you learn how to program in DOS to use computers?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was in third or fourth grade. They go. I remember them saying to us, "Computers are going to be a thing. We want you kids to know how to program DOS or whatever." And then I was like, "What?" And they put us in their room, and you know, these big boxes back in the day. And then they tried to teach us how to program just like these spirograph looking designs. You know, they're like D, comma, 12, comma. And I was like, I don't know.
Spreadsheet, right?
No, it was literally a design. It was something like, you know, make this design with this code.
Gotcha.
And it was horrible. It was so fucking boring. I remember being like, let's go play, dude. I want to eat cookies and, you know.
Fuck.
Snort Smarty. Yeah, like, what are you doing? I want to eat candy right now.
Can
now
this computer help me? Fuck.
And it does, and that's crazy,
yeah,
right?
Now it does, yeah.
I love it. I do like all of this stuff, but it's wild. It's tricky when you're raising kids. So let's get to the world of kids and how this relates, because you know, I do have, it's weird because the older you get, you go, the world is moving so fast. And little kids have cell phones, and you're like, why, dude? I didn't need a cell phone. And you just want to keep them young and keep them out of all this shit. But then they have to be equipped to deal with all this stuff. It's crazy. It's a different, it's fucking, I just want them to throw rocks and you know, find turtle shells as long as they can. I don't even want to put my kids in like summer programs. You know, Tom was like, well, what are we doing this summer? I'm like, let's just fucking go somewhere on a lake, or like, you know, go to the ocean, let them just stare at stuff. I don't want to put them in fucking program. Ooh, they gotta go to soccer camp and the karate camp. Like, nah, how about just do nothing? I think that's better for your brain. Cause like because I halfway grew up analog, you know, half of my memories are analog. And then like, I literally just have to sit in a chair sometimes and just stare out the window to feel normal. Like, Annie, remember when you had that chair in the corner of your house?
I sure do. My thinking chair.
Yeah. Same. Like, I have one of those too, and I just have to be like, like, I can't. The Matrix is depressing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're totally right in that it's such a conundrum because, yeah, the kids do not need to be getting into this digital world that early, but they also have to.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, then they're going to be behind. And yeah, I agree that I think you're totally smart in doing nothing with your kids for a summer, going to a lake or whatever. That sounds brilliant to me.
How about, because the pressure too as a parent is to like put them in activities, and every kid is,
right.
I mean, I talked to a friend of mine, their kindergartner is overscheduled. Well, he has soccer on 3 days a week and then karate on the other days. And then, well, on the weekends, we have to go to the soccer games. And I'm like, why are you doing this?
Oh,
this
my
is
God. Did you say kindergarten?
Kinder, bro. The kid's six.
What the fuck?
And he loves it, though.
Schedule in kindergarten.
I know. But the kid loves the martial arts. And then now their weekends are doing these tournaments and all this shit. And it's like, what are you doing? You know, I think, too, so much of what I stand for is rebelling against system. You know, because school teaches you to be a docile body, right? That's the point. They teach you very fucking early. You show up at 7:45. You sit behind a desk at an age where you can't even sit behind a desk. Hey, kindergarten, there's no way you sit. But they train you still. Sit down, memorize a bunch of stuff, regurgitate a bunch of stuff, be a good employee, clock out at a certain time every day. They regiment you very, very early. And I just like, you want to be able to do that stuff, but you also want to be able to show your kid, like, dude, this ain't everything. Overscheduling is not, it's not good for you. Okay, let me take a break. I have to post a Boston Wilbur. I'll just announce it since I'm going to, there's a sale going on. I'm doing the Wilbur in Boston in May of next year, and they're doing a pre-sale. But by the time this airs, I believe the regular on sale. So if you're in the Boston area, come see me perform at the Wilbur Theater. What a beautiful venue. It's going to be amazing. Christina P. online for tickets. Okay, let's stop down for 1 second and we'll be right back. All right. I posted my Wilbur date. Very exciting. They love to do a pre-sale. You know, who knows why. Code Jeans, if it's still up and running now. You get priority tickets, because boy, oh boy, do they sell out fast. Thank God. Thank God this comedy thing worked out for me, boy. I tell you, in a life full of bad decisions, you know, I'll go over this on the next show. Let's do some follow-ups, because I do feel we must serve the show today. We got off on cryptocurrency and threatening TikTok users. I don't know. My mind is... I think because Thanksgiving, you know, you see your families and you regroup and you, it's just, I, everybody I think is hungover, metaphorically, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, right?
Did someone bring up cryptocurrency at your Thanksgiving dinner?
No, it's just yesterday, Tom and I were in the car and I forget something, some word came on the radio or something. And I turn to him and I go, do you know what this shit is? What is Bitcoin? And he's like... He's like, I'm not even sure I understand it either. And I'm like, I got to get into this. I got to figure things out, because, you know, the world is a fascinating place and it's good to know things. I don't want to be totally. And now that my baby is three, he's almost four in July. Yep. I'm out of the dark forest of babyhood, and he can talk. And every day he changes his name. Yesterday he was Mr. President. Today he is red light, green light, yellow light. Mr. Water.
Mr. Water's a dope name.
Mr. Water. Like, all these are great rapper names, right? Trap Remix is still going strong.
Trap Remix, so legendary.
The best name of all time. And he named his turtle shell Pixel. So Pixel, Trap Remix. These kids really got a knack for naming stuff. And so I spent Thanksgiving with the fam in Florida, my in-laws, and it was lovely. And then I got on a plane to Salt Lake City. And it's so funny. I just want to talk about this for parents listening. You know, it is like I spend a lot of time with my kids alone, because Tom travels frequently. And I do that because I don't want to miss out. You know, I made them. I like spending time with them. And it gets so draining so fast. And I left them on Friday to go to Salt Lake, and I felt so sad and so, you know, guilty and afraid. What's Juju going to do without mommy? And, you know, all those feelings. I had Tom send me pictures of them every 2 seconds. And the first 12 hours, I'm just so sad and depressed without my children. And then another 12 hours pass and I'm like, what kids? Where's brunch? Let's get faded. Like, I was so fucking happy to be away from them. And so it's very important for mothers, fathers, but especially the mothers, to get away and really try to for at least 24 hours. Because, like, I know all these fucking Dr. Phils will be like, just go and just at least 30 minutes to yourself each day. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. And I've done that. Like, my new trick, by the way, is I've taught them how to make their own popcorn, and then I give them a bag of M&Ms. I throw the bag of M&Ms into the popcorn and then let them hunt M&Ms out. That'll buy you at least an hour of time to nap and put on a movie and be like, find the M&Ms. You can hide M&Ms throughout the house. M&Ms.
Wait. Like, yeah. Outside of the bag, you hide it in throughout the house?
Yeah. Go find the M&Ms, and I'll just hide them throughout the house.
But then what if, do you ever miss one, and then you find one, and you're like, oh, shit, this one's all melted.
Well, a dog will eat it. I don't give a shit.
I don't think that's good.
She does. She's eaten so many. Bitsy's fine. She's still alive. She's eaten. I catch that dog eating candy, Halloween candy, every day. She's like,
every day?
Pretty much. She's like, because the kids will leave their lollies around and everything. I'm like, Bitsy. Fucking fine, dude. So hide candy, lollipops are great, but it is not, it's not enough for mom to have 30 minutes to herself. If you can, go give those kids to grandparents if you have them, or whoever, and go get the fuck out of there for a day. Go drink with your friends. It really made me come back so much happier, so much more relaxed, because, you know, you get so dialed into, like, especially me, I'm very anxious, and like I get like hung up on their slowness, you know, because kids don't do stuff when you want them to. It's like, all right, let's go. We got a 10 o'clock appointment. Man, these fuckers move at a glacial pace. It's like putting clothes on cats. They don't want to get dressed. They don't want to wear that. And then it's fucking a nightmare. So you have to constantly be like, chill, calm down. You're just in the process. It's not the result. It's okay if we're late. Like, you know, you constantly have to just be like, this is it. Be here now. Be here now. Ram Dass. Ram Dass. Be here now. Be here now. It's like you become a Buddhist once you become a mother. You're constantly staying in the moment and not getting ahead of yourself. Because kid time, they live in real time. They live in now. We live in past, present, future, now. Go, go. So you always have to be like, oh, okay. I guess we're fucking picking up rocks right now.
Right. And so, like, when you say that you need to, you know, unplug and recharge, how often do you say you need to, like, that 24-hour?
Oh, fucking A. So I'm very... It's sad because the road for me used to be work. You know, when I go on the road, I'd be like, oh my God, I have two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. And I would be tired. And now I'm like, oh, I get to go on the road. I have two shows tonight. Big deal. And I can sleep all day tomorrow and then do two shows. So I literally, when I go on the road, people aren't familiar with stand-ups. Like, very rare have I known a stand-up who does things during the day. And, you know, someone will be like, oh, you're going to Omaha? You need to check out this thing and that thing. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going to sleep all day and I'm going to order food. I'm going to wake up at noon. I'm not even going to exercise. I'm going to eat in the bed that I sleep in if I can't get two beds.
Oh, yeah, because you said you have an eating bed and then a sleeping bed.
Yeah. And one bed could get crumbs and gravy in and then the other one you sleep in. But I've slept in the bed with gravy in it. And
no, you didn't.
Yep.
With gravy in it?
Uh-huh. Because, like, I order room service and I'll sit in bed with a tray on my lap and I'll watch. You know, you have to find the right TV show before you can eat.
Right.
And then I will watch TV and eat and then drop, like, salad dressing, gravy from a roasted chicken or whatever, like, on my pajamas and then on my pillow and on my sheets, and then I'll sleep in them. And I don't fucking care, like, because I'm too tired.
That is so fucking foul.
Yeah. You got it. You should see my hotel room. You know what I'm going to start doing is taking pictures of my hotel room by the end of the stay.
I'd like to see
messy
that.
Messy champ.
Yeah, messy Yo. Champ indeed.
You guys will be like, are you a woman? I don't think you're a girl. This is a boys.
I'm already familiar with your ability to be a hurricane.
I know, I love it. Shit. But moms, real talk, just sleep, eat, and don't get anybody shit for fucking 24 hours if you can. Because basically being a mom is like being a waitress. I don't know if you've ever been a waitress before, but if you've ever waited tables, it's like, I think everybody should have to wait tables once in their life because it's a perfect job to teach you so many life skills. Number one, you're dealing with the public. So you learn very quickly that A, half the public is severely mentally ill, if not completely walking around with a pocket full of rage that has nothing to do with you, right? So there's that. You realize that B, your ketchup is not fucking vital to you eating your meal. Leave your server alone. If they haven't brought it, ask somebody else. It teaches you multitasking and how to stay on your toes and be quick and keep going and to take your breaks when you can, you know, when you're a waitress and like it's slow, you sit the fuck down, you pretend to fold your napkins, you do your side work or whatever. Same thing with momming. Momming is no different. It's patience, surrendering to the moment, taking the wave, you know, the rush, the dinner rush. And then it's cleaning up constantly, wiping tables, right? Wiping down things, taking crumbs off of things. Eating when you can, you know, when you're a waitress, if you don't show up, if you show up to your shift and you haven't eaten, I would just eat, you know, a bowl of soup that they let you have. And then you just constantly shoving scraps of food in your mouth throughout your shift. It's very hard. And yes, I have eaten fries off of people's plates that I felt were clean and that didn't have diseases. Have Ooh, you guys waited tables?
No, I was a bag boy. That was a character building summer.
Special boys used to do in our...
What was it? Courtesy clerk was the actual name of it. Bag boy.
Yeah.
At a supermarket. Mm.
That's what the R-worded kids used to do in our neighborhood.
Uh-huh. What do you...
May I say, by the way, I prefer R-worded kids packing my groceries because it integrates them into society. And I feel like that was a better time when they had jobs and stuff and they were visible. For all these fucking social justice warriors that are like, visibility. Oh, really? Hire Kai with Down syndrome. Go ahead. I'd like to see that. Go, asshole. You like him so much? Hire him. So oh, we're going to edit that out? And I see your scared millennial face right now.
I'm debating it. It's because, you know, it's I would feel bad that you're saying I'm taking.
You're taking jobs from the Downs community. And
me and my fucking able-bodied self, cisgendered white male.
Oh, you're so on the scale of naughty. Yeah, cisgendered white
male.
I'm
just an imperialist, I guess.
And now you're a Christian.
At least I got that going for me.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, shit. I'm not even a minority anymore.
No, you've given up. What's the word? Not resolved. You've renounced your Jew status.
I've assimilated.
Assimilate. Okay. I'm sorry. Let's do some follow-up voicemails. Do we have any of those?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, James. This is John. I live in Iowa, and I was listening to the podcast today, and something really bothered me. Annie was talking about putting the loaf of bread inside a Ziploc bag.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like his thing. Wouldn't it just be easier to twist it up and fold it? Like, he was complaining about that, but it seems like a lot more work to take the bread all out of the bag, get a new bag, put it in, and zip it. I don't know. Pajinski effect fail, I guess. Anyway, I would be coming up in May, but I got a DUI, baby.
Yeah, dude. First of all, I love your pronunciation of bag. I love bag. Secondly, yes, it's. I believe, Annie, that your method is more work. But in the long run, I think you're actually going to save the quality of your bread, no? But the Ziploc method, you're actually saving money and time in the long run.
Right, exactly. And you do it once, you know, you just put all the bread into a bag and then you zip it. And now whenever you want it, you take it out, you zip it, it's done. So
it's fresh.
In a way, it might even save you more time throughout, because if you need to twist and put the tooth on it.
Fuck all that
put
tooth.
It under,
fuck the tooth.
You know, that's kind of annoying multiple times. So, I don't know.
Shit, man.
I don't know. I don't think so. I also wasn't complaining. So,
no.
Don't know where you got that from. I wasn't complaining.
You know, How dare you?
I was almost mad, but then you got me with the DUI, baby.
Yeah. So, they always charm you with the sayings.
Yeah, they got me.
Right, but I think the issue was keeping freshness. In fact, this morning I opened up a loaf to make a sandy, and I immediately was like, well, that's it. That's the last time I'm going to eat this bread. It's going to dry up or mold.
Yep.
That's it, right? Once you open it, and even if you put on the stupid toothy, it's not going to keep it fresh. This is ridiculous. Why can't the Ziploc people start covering bread?
Right. That's their Pajinski effect.
Yeah.
Just put Ziplocs on your bread.
Yeah. You stupid fucks. Okay. Next follow up. Stupid TikTok.
What up, Chomos? This is Phoebe calling from New York. I was just listening to episode 123 where you guys were talking about the ice trays and ice bucket.
Still a hot topic.
Nadav, you can use a plastic bag. Oh my God, are you talked, bro?
What?
Just use a plastic bag. Oh my God. It's so much easier than fishing it out. Chris Larson, you know what's up. Dude, just follow Proto. It's way easier. All right, you bet I'm coming up in May.
I don't even remember this.
Yeah, I don't think I was here for that.
Plastic bag.
Look, Chris Larson?
No, Willis? No, that was this TikTok's idea. Chris did not recommend that at all. Okay. Chris recommended to get another bucket in there. And this person is saying you get a bag that has no form or function inside the free.
Yeah, why put
it's
a bag?
It's getting away from me. It's getting away from me a little bit.
Is she saying to use the bag as like a glove almost?
And no, I think she's saying to use the bag instead of a bucket. She's saying just use a bag that you keep the ice cubes in.
Oh.
But now it's all together. Flat. Yeah, this is a dumb idea. I think we're all realizing this is a
very
dumb
idea. I don't like this one. I'm sorry. I like her, but I don't know if I like that idea. No, I'm sorry. I don't
sorry
know.
There, Chomo.
Chomo, no. Okay, next.
What up, mommy? I was just listening to this whole sherbet, whatever the hell it is.
Big
and
debate.
I feel so moved to realize I just had a Pajinski effect because I realized I don't really give a fuck how you say it. I'm just going to keep saying sherbet. I refuse to not say sherbet. Okay, well, I'm coming up in May.
So her Pajinski effect is, fuck it,
fuck
I'm
you.
Still going to say it wrong.
No, her Pajinski effect.
Pajinski. This is why I changed it to P, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with you. It's funny because I don't think I have revised the way I say it to sherbet. Because did anybody get that correct in the first place?
Yeah.
Who was you were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you know it was sherbet?
I think I just read it as a kid. Like, because I love that flavor as a kid. That was my favorite. And I just remember the sign, and it said very clear. There was no R there, so I didn't have a reason to say sherbet. I just said sherbet.
Then why are we all saying sherbet? Because I feel as though that's the word I heard. Sherbet.
I don't know. I mean, it is easier to say. It rolls off the tongue better. Sherbet.
Sherbet.
It's better.
Cats up. Some people say cats up, but it's ketchup.
Fuck that.
Fuck cats up.
Who says cats up?
People say cats up.
CATSUP versus KETCHUP. Ketchup. Ketchup versus cats up. It's a hot topic. Whatever the exact origin of the term, Europeans began calling their version of the sauce ketchup as early as 1711. The company originally called it cats up. But soon switched to ketchup to stand out. Today, ketchup is the standard. Well, catsup, ketchup.
That's interesting because I do remember that, like in the early, I think 1900s, like when a company started sprouting up, it was misspelling your product was the way that you stood out.
No shit.
So that's why Kraft, I think, is spelled with a K and not with a C.
Well, that's cool.
Like that kind of stuff.
Like the Klan. Are they? KKK.
So that's where you go with that.
Well, that's an interesting craft because that's German, like to do with a K, craft. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know. It's a weird. K is not a friendly letter. You know what I mean? I'm thinking in terms of like I wouldn't want it to be a K.
K is not a friendly letter.
Because I think of KKK. And I'm like, I don't want anything to do with the KKK. I don't know. That's my association. Well, A C is friendly. Look at that. Half a circle. The completion of life. C. What is K? K is not a shape we're familiar with. It's
racist.
It's racist. It looks like a
knives.
Confederate flag. Yes.
So wait, hold on. So is your argument right now to go back to catsup?
No, maybe you could spell ketchup with a C, but then that's right. Then someone might go sets up. Setch cup. Set. Yeah.
That's horrible. Setch up.
Yeah. It's wow. This is really, you guys are learning so much on the show today. Is this the most useless show on the internet? Okay. Well, you know, mom. Yeah. Okay. So those are the follow-ups. Do we have any more voicemail ones?
Yeah, we do.
Sure. Go ahead.
What's up, mommy? I was just listening to episode 123 and heard Christina talking about wasting leftover mac and cheese.
Oh.
Anytime I reheat anyone's mac and cheese, because I ate an entire box as a full portion.
Yeah.
I reheat it like I reheat any pasta or rice. I just add a little bit of water into it, put the lid back on, and use the water to steam it.
I'm going to throw up.
Instead of
what was that?
Just throwing it in dry. It'll reconstitute all the powdered cheese
and
the box shit.
I'm going to throw
maybe
up.
Maybe even swap that water out for milk with the mac and cheese.
Water.
All right. Now I'm going to go smoke half a bowl because I don't waste my weed.
Unreal. First of all, you nasty motherfucker, you're supposed to use milk and butter to make macaroni and cheese, not water. Secondly, as if you've watched my first stand-up special, Mother Inferior, on Netflix, you know that I have an issue with the Kraft, KKK Kraft Company, because they hate other colors, right? They hate all the rainbow. They don't put enough orange in the fucking packages, and my macaroni and cheese is not cheesy enough. Okay,
hold on. But I think you're misunderstanding what he said. I think he's saying heating mac and cheese.
I'm getting there. The point is, it's already not cheesy enough, not flavorful enough for my taste. So now you're telling me to eat it a day later and then add water, thus diluting the flavor even more. So now it's even dry, pussier than before. No taste macaroni. You're completely nuts.
No, you put it in the microwave with it when it's reheating, so that when the water evaporates, it goes into the food and makes it, I know you hate this word, moist.
No,
Yes, but it's still, it's diluting the orange powder, which there's a finite amount of. I've already used it all, and I don't even put milk. I put butter and powder. I don't even use milk because I don't like to dilute the powder. What?
It shouldn't. If you put it the right amount, I mean, I don't like macaroni and cheese, period. I also don't use microwaves, but
because it's
physically
craft.
Speaking, yeah, because I am black and they don't represent
racist.
My people. But
KK craft.
KK craft. But if you use the right amount of water, then it shouldn't dilute anything. It should just be soaked up by the macaroni, and it should just give it, you know, hydration.
No.
Okay.
You guys don't cook. Nope, do you cook? Do you cook?
Yes.
I sure don't.
Yeah. I do.
I don't.
You don't use a microwave either, any?
No.
Do you believe that the waves will get into your brain and...
No, I'm just a lazy piece of shit, you know?
Oh, you just don't cook.
I just don't ever do
that. That's
who
microwaves
are
for.
I've eaten pizza literally for the past, like, 40 days straight. Only. Yeah.
How's your Browns? And I know I won't harp on you.
Well, it's December 1st, so I get to do it again. But, yeah, so it's been non-existent for the past 30 days or so.
You haven't shit once in 30 days?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely not.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. No shit November, baby. We back.
Wow.
We back. This is our year.
I'm so proud of you.
This is our year.
I'm going to stop chastising. I'm going to start celebrating you and your
no-shits.
Let's see how long you can go.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. You joining me?
I'm not joining you.
No?
Listen, I took a shit. I took a shit this morning. And I felt it was premature. I was like, "Ah, oh, there's probably more, but I mean, I'm just gonna go away." And now I feel like I have to shit again. So no, I like to feel empty.
You know, Drew said that it could be also considered exercise because essentially what I'm doing with my core, you don't remember? Essentially, what I'm doing with my core as I'm holding it in is I'm doing Kegels.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Drew is out of his mind.
Yeah, he's enabling you.
What's he a doctor of exactly?
Addiction, not poop.
Yeah, what is he? He's not.
He's not a GI doctor.
He's not a
I'm
GI.
Addicted to withholding.
You are unbelievable. Maybe you are. It's an OCD. Is it an OCD?
Could be. I don't know. I dissociate from it. I don't know.
I could never shit with you guys around me. I'm surprised you can shit in a dive with everybody around you, the guys.
Well, you know, you gotta go. And it's funny because when you came, I held in my shit before you came in because I didn't want you to be in a bathroom that I did that in. Because anytime you go into a bathroom, right before you go in, first thing you yell out, anyone shit in here? Did someone shit in here? Why would someone shit in here? And it's like, in the bathroom?
Can I tell
you? Where you go?
Can I tell you why I'm so stoked about our new space, our new studio? So there's a men's and a women's. I'm sorry. I know there should be no genders, but there are two. We're limiting it to two for this new studio, for a woman and men. And I get to have my own place to pee and poo.
I mean,
stoked.
That depends, though, because you never know. Someone could identify at any time. They could re-identify. They might be joining you in that bathroom.
Might be fluid over here.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm feeling a little feminine today.
I can't wait.
Wait, and then you're going to shit in there?
Not a chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
No, not a chance.
Not a chance.
Never.
Not a chance. Not a chance. I'm feeling fluid today. Oh, my gosh. I'm feeling fluid. Let's do some Pajitsky effects, because goodness, aren't these just the best? Do we have any on voicemail?
We sure
Let's
do.
Let's make life easy and listen to some. Those always make me laugh. I love people.
Hi, Mommy Hitler. My name's Degan. I'm 22-year-old from Iowa, and I have a Pajitsky effect. So my birthday is December 29th, and everybody always forgets it.
Of course.
And rarely ever do I get a birthday cake. My favorite cake was ice cream cake. I was complaining to my wife that it kind of puts me in a shitty mood.
Yeah.
That I never get to eat my favorite kind of cake because we're always celebrating Christmas. And, oh, yeah, by the way, happy birthday to me. I was at the grocery store, and I just kind of had an R-worded moment where I realized, holy shit, I can just buy myself an ice cream cake and nobody gives a fuck. All right, thanks, Mom.
Right. You can celebrate your birthday anytime you want. You know, my beloved Chase O'Donnell, my opener, Chase O'Donnell, the comedian, she celebrates her half birthday.
Wow.
Why the fuck not? Listen, especially in this day and age of pandemics and the uncertainties, we should be celebrating every day. So buy yourself the ice cream cake. Fuck it. Write happy birthday. Write happy Hitler birthday. Write whatever the fuck you want on your cake. And also, I had an epiphany too. You know, every fucking Christmas, every fucking holiday, the kids are sick, right? And it's like, God damn it. I had COVID last Christmas. The Christmas before, it was like, I OD'd on pot. So I was up all night, like, tweaking and fucking. So there's that. And then the Christmas before that, I think we had stomach virus. It was like, so I've decided to stop putting importance on that one day of Christmas. And I've decided to celebrate all month long. So anytime there's a good moment in the house of like Christmassy, I pretend that it's Christmas and then I'm going to store it in my brain. So if things melt down on the actual holiday, I could be like, yeah, but I've been celebrating it all month. And then I won't be as resentful or as full of expectation for that. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I think I get it. I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
What did you think? To designate today Christmas?
Well, no, just that.
My Botox is too tight.
Because I just remember with, you know, back when I was a Jay and we'd have Jay holidays.
Yeah.
Family would be like, hey, we want you to travel over to us for Passover. And it's like, homie, that shit's not on a weekend. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not going over to you in the middle of the week and, like, you know, taking all these days off. I was like, you know what we're doing? All these J holidays are now falling on weekends from moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so we just reschedule all the holidays.
Yes, that makes more sense. And it, those days are arbitrary. You can celebrate your birthday any day. You can celebrate Christmas, whatever the fuck you want. Which reminds me of the time in my Christian summer camp where we did Christmas in July. And I remember that was the stupidest fucking thing ever. And I didn't really like Christian summer camp, sleepaway camp. So
that was
terrible.
The theme? Just yeah. Christian?
They're like, Christmas in July. And I was like, okay. And It was just weird. Remember back then? Remember a time before you drank alcohol or got high? Like, remember that, like, eating a Snickers bar was like, whoa. You know, like, when you're a kid, you're like, candy, soda pop.
Yeah, what was the highlight of your day? I was like, I ate 2 Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah, you're like, what? Oh, what a simpler time. Oh, when did I start drinking? Like pretty much, you know, 16, right? That's when everyone.
No, right. You started at 21. Just like we all should.
Of course, yeah? Of course. But
yeah, no,
consistently.
My drinking and getting high has made it so I don't remember before I drank and got high. I don't remember too much of those days.
Right.
It's funny though, because I do remember what you're saying where. Candy is like kind of a commodity. And
yes,
it that kind of is though what builds these Pajiski effects, right? Because nothing is as attainable.
Yeah,
it was easier days for sure.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, candy was like you could get your hands on some candy as a kid. That was the best thing of your life.
I still be fucking doing way too much. I have a fucking candy box.
I see. I know.
In my
I
kitchen that you just take.
I
from
stole every, some. Yeah,
every
yesterday.
Week. You're like, can I take this for my kids? Yeah. I'm like, sure. I have fucking pounds of it. Sure. No problem.
I know. Speaking of, I also like to hand down my Hungarian traditions to my children, just to teach them a little something, something. I don't force a ton on them, but one tradition I am doing is. So I don't know if you guys ever do that. Maybe Nadav, you do, because you guys are maybe Israelis do this too. But so there's this candy called Salon Tsukor, and it's like candy that you tie to the Christmas tree. So it's literally like this. Go ahead and Google it. Ready? I'll spell it for you. I think it's S Z A L O N C S. There it is. Salon Tsukor. Salon Tsukor candy. And here
oh,
it
like
is.
Oh, like Tootsie Rolls.
Nah, Tootsie Rolls are much better. These are, it's like, okay.
Oh, no, not these.
You
oh,
know
this
these?
This is the grandparent candy.
Yeah.
This is the candy you always got pissed that you'd get in your Halloween fucking candy. Oh.
Unless it's a strawberry, then you're like, all right, these are the only good ones.
So these aren't hard candy. These are even far grosser than anything you could ever imagine. So,
soft candy.
It's chocolate. Okay, so the center is jelly. jelly, like that far left one on the top row. It's like jelly, and then it's milk chocolate or dark chocolate or marzipan, which I hate with a passion, coconut, and like, you know, maybe like a chocolate center. But the OG Hungarians get the jelly centered salon sukor, and it's so, as a little kid, you see that stuff on the tree and you're like, shit, yeah, dude, there's candy on the tree. And then the sublime disappointment of unwrapping that and putting that thing in your mouth, and you're like, but I think it's an important life lesson, because you do start to weigh, like, this is candy, right? But it's like, it's not really good candy. Do I eat this or do I not? You know, you do that math. And then when you get desperate enough, you eat salon sukor. But I like to fuck with my kids. So I'm getting them like boxes. I just ordered a bunch from Hungary today, and I'm going to put a bunch of salon sukor on my tree, and then they're going to be all stoked, and they're going to be like, ugh.
You're so evil.
You're going to teach them about life? Like, you thought this was going to be sweet, huh? Thought this was going to be good? Wear a helmet.
That's such an evil way to teach. You don't judge a book by its cover.
Right? Well, no, I think it's funny because my dad used to eat them all. My dad, so it's interesting how different people approach salon sukor, okay? So there's the person that tries it and goes, fuck that shit. I ain't ever touching your fucking nasty candy, and they don't touch it. There's another person who will sneak the salon sukor, which is what my father would do, is that he wouldn't take the whole candy off the tree. He would just sneak out the chocolate, pop it in his mouth, and then leave the empty wrapper, which is so evil, because if you did want a salon sukor and it's gone, like, that's so fucking sneaky, right? There's people like me who, in times of desperation, would convince myself I liked the taste of salon sukor, because you're like, I just want a candy so bad. Like, maybe if I keep eating this, I'll like this. Yep, you know? And that's denial. Like, that's the power of your mind. So Tom is very firmly a fuck salon sukor, this is disgusting camp. I am like, I have nostalgia for it, so I'll eat a few. And then every now and then I'll convince myself, like, I like this a lot more than I really do. But I'm curious to see, the kids will eat it regardless. And I did get some good flavors too. I didn't just get the jelly, which is the shit I grew up on. I got like just chocolate and coconut and like the good ones too. But
coconut's a good one?
Yeah, coconut's good. Like, milk chocolate inside is good. I hate marzipan. I don't even fuck with that. But yeah, but salon sukor for the house. Do you guys have anything like that? You don't have trees.
For Jays?
Jews, yeah.
Well, we have. I mean, for Hanukkah, we'd have sufganiyot, like jelly donuts.
Is that good?
Yeah. Those are real good.
What's sufganiyot?
Sufganiyot. That's just how you say it in Hebrew. It's just like raspberry jelly donuts.
Oh, that's good.
Sufganiyot, and then we'd have latkes, but that's not really
Jews? Yeah, latkes are
no, yeah,
Jewish,
but that's not really a dessert. But yeah, you'd have this shit.
Ooh, that's good.
With powdered sugar on top and shit. And you put it in the toaster, so it's all hot, and then like the inside would be lava. So like your first sufganiyot of the like holiday season will completely ruin your entire palate on your tongue. And that's how you know it's Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. What about you, Annie? Did you do any Filipino treats or any kind of Christmas treat?
No, the only like treats I remember being like especially disappointing were those is it butter cookies, that tin that was always used for fucking,
my god, yeah. yes my mother would get those every year, and every it's just like salon sukor, you're like, that's, it's like sweet, but you're like, I still hate these.
Yep.
I hated those damn cookies.
They suck, but it's also, it's
god,
also
I hate
thing.
Those yep. Royal Dansk, that's it, dude. Fucking Royal Dansk.
Oh yeah, this shit would suck, dude.
Fuck
but
you,
this
Royal
is the
Dance.
Worst, because I don't know if I don't know if other families or
I hate that shit.
Or you know, nationalities do this, but our, you know, Filipino grandmas would always have sewing equipment.
Yes. Same
all the time.
Yep.
Nursing and
yep.
sewing yep. equipment in all of the so yep. it's either you're getting a cookie you don't really want in the first place. Or you don't even get that. You get fucking needles and yarn yes. and shit. And you're like, what the?
Grandma tools.
Oh my god.
That's I couldn't be more accurate. My mother too used this for her sewing kit. Absolutely. This is so funny.
That tin just screams
fucking
disappointment.
Royal Dansk. Dansk. Royal Dansk. Dude. And my mom would give me like this fucking tin in college. She'd send me like a care package of these cookies, squeeze cheese, Triscuits.
Squeeze
like,
cheese?
And I did like squeeze cheese. But I don't like Royal Dansk. And I don't like these fucking cookies. You know what I kind of liked was the pretzel, the salt, the sugar pretzel.
Yep, that was the good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That was the only good one.
Wait, what do you mean it's the good one? Aren't they all the same flavor, just different shapes?
Yeah, but that one had actual sugar on it.
Oh, okay.
Different textures. Yeah. The middle one was like second place. I could tolerate that one. The circle that looks like a dog shit in a swirl. Fuck, I hated these cookies, dude. Yeah, there they are. There's Sewington, dude. Yeah. Immigrant, dude.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst. And the worst is like, the worst part about it is that there was two layers to that motherfucker. So you thought like, oh, we tolerated one layer, and then surprise, there's a whole other layer of these nasty cookies. Oh my God. You know what's even grosser? My mother used to get almond Roca for Christmas. Do you know this candy?
I've never heard of it.
I don't think
so. Oh, God. It looks like a cat turd.
Ooh, I actually think I have had this, and I think I like it.
Well, if you like your fillings, don't get almond Roca.
Oh, right.
This will break your molars. Man, it's good. I like it, but it'll break your teeth out. It's toffee, hardened right. Toffee, and nuts, which I can't even imagine eating now. It would just break all my fucking crowns out.
Right. What it does is it just glues your wisdom teeth together so that when you open it, you're just like, oh my God, I think my tooth just came out a little bit.
It's so nasty. Oh, you want to hear nasty? So this is the nastiest Hungarian shit my dad would have every Christmas. Oh my God. Okay, look up Hungarian. Fuck. Cherry in the middle. Chocolate.
Cherry soup.
No, that one's good. Cherry in the middle, chocolate. Shit is so, it's like sherry. Is that it? Oh God. No, that's it.
Zlota?
Polish. Yeah, some shit like that. So it's so nasty, dude. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Click on that shit. Dude. But this one's German. Sour cherry and alcohol. So they're. Oh,
the rum chocolates are gross.
Oh, you had these too?
Yeah, I remember I worked at my mom's office for a summer, and they were just like, hey, we got all these rum chocolates. And they're like, you want some? And I remember as a nerd, I was like, really? I can have something that has alcohol in it? And then I had half the thing and got super fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like, I got so grossed out. I was like puking and shit.
Oh, of course. So my dad would just polish these things off every year. Just, ugh. And the smell of them, like, he also liked Cadbury cream eggs during Easter, which are vile as well. There it is, the Trader Joe's kind. Chocolate liqueur cherries. Ugh. Oh,
Cadbury man. Eggs are bad?
Fucking foul.
I thought they were good.
No, the Cadbury cream egg with mm-hmm. the cum in the middle? You like the Easter cum?
That sweet, sweet cum?
I can't do the cum egg.
It's interesting that you guys are saying these suck, the rum chocolates. I remember I actually liked them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll bring you some Hungarian.
I'm down.
I'll hook you up, dude. Trader Joe has these every year. So my dad would also drink, what's that shit called? Condensed milk.
That fucks.
It does fuck, but he literally would
It's really good on sherbet.
Sure. He would take the can opener and put like a triangle in the sweetened condensed milk and then out of the fridge just glug, glug.
Oh, that's
glug.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
That
dude.
Is such dense sugar.
Such Eastern European fucking gnarly. Yeah, it's funny. We were watching a movie last night and these Easter. Oh, Tenet. And these Russian guys were like fucking him up. And I was like, God, this is like every guy I grew up with, like just angry Russian. Like, I kill you. I rip your feelings out. I cut your thumb. And I was like, wild, dude. All right. Wow. Oh, what an episode. I don't know where I was, but we started off fired up. We got kicked off TikTok. We talked about cryptocurrency. We got into fucking Christmas treats that we hate. Have you had marzipan? That is the nastiest shit in the world.
I think I've had things with it's like old school. It's an old school candy ingredient.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's almond.
What does it taste like? Oh, almond.
It's like almond paste.
Oh, it tastes like sugar substitute. You'd hate it.
It's the fucking. It's like panettone. That's just nasty too. All right. I love you, mommies. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing, you guys, to the show. And come see me in San Antonio this week if you're in Tejas. And the Wilbur, check me out. If you're in the Boston area, buy tickets to see me at the Wilbur. And that's it, dogs. Until next time, stay cool, Mom. Bye. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's.